I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrissy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
For those dreaming of warmer weather, and who isn't, the annual Boat Builders Show is happening this weekend in Hyannis.
Yeah, this is the ninth year that the Cape Cod Marine Trades Association has put on this show, and they're expecting more than 50 exhibitors over at the Resort and Conference Center at Hyannis. This is different from a lot of the larger boat shows, like up in Boston, because this one focuses on small, independent boat makers, and a lot of them are from the New England area. There's going to be a lot of different boat styles, including kayaks, sailboats, wooden beetle cats, and a 23-foot marlin by Cape Cod Shipbuilding. This is also going to be the first year that the Cape Cod Sail and Power Squadron booth is going to feature a virtual trainer, so you can kind of pretend you're piloting a boat when you're there. Students are also going to be there from the Cape's two technical high schools. They're going to be talking about what they do related to boats at school because the money raised from this show helps to fund some scholarships there. That whole event is going to take place from 2 to 7 o'clock on Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and then finish up 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday.
There are two receptions over the next week that kick off student art exhibits. Tell us about this.
Up at the Truro Public Library, they're going to be hosting an opening reception from 4 to 6 p.m. on Friday. And this is the annual Children's Garden Art Show. The exhibit this year features self-portraits that the students did with a collage kind of style. So it's them, but also images of soil and worms. They've got a garden art theme of layers of life for that one. Then down in Falmouth, high school art students spent a day on the Hi-Hat Beach up in Provincetown, way up there. They were sketching there, photographing seals, and learning about the biology and habitat of seals from some scientists that were there with them. And the art that they were inspired to do from that trip is in an exhibit called Sand Dunes, Seals, and Solitude, and that's going to be at the Falmouth Museums on the Green Cultural Center through April 10th. But the opening reception is going to be from 5 to 7 p.m. next Thursday on February 12th.
It's also a big week for improv in local theater circles, with unpredictable events happening in Kitituat and on Nantucket.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get with improv. And on Sunday, the Toby Bridges Improv Group, this is going to be their debut performances. They're going to have shows at 6:30 and 8 o'clock at the Kitituat Center for the Arts. This is a new group of 12 people. They just got together this fall, and they've been working with Michelle Colley as a coordinator and Troy Davies as kind of a coach. And they've set up these two shows that evening as a series of short theater games, kind of like TV's Whose Line Is It Anyway? So audience members are going to give them different ideas for the skits, and so each of those shows that night, too, is going to be different. And then over on Nantucket, the Nantucket Historical Association and the Theater Workshop of Nantucket, they're doing the Shakespeare Lovey-Dovey Sonnet Slam. Love that name. It's happening at 7 o'clock on Saturday. And the actors there are going to be challenged to recite some of Shakespeare's famous love sonnets, but they're going to have to figure out how to apply them to real-life situations that the audiences give them. So that should be fun, too.
Kathy, for comfort food in this cold weather, a lot of people turn to soup, and the West Yarmouth Congregational Church has a lot of different kinds to try on Saturday night.
This is the church's community soup sampler supper, and it's an all-you-can-eat buffet of homemade soups, stews, chowders, and Pastor Chuck's homemade chili. I guess it's pretty famous there. The meal's also going to have rolls and breads and beverages, and then there's a second buffet of homemade desserts. And that starts at 5:30 on Saturday, and it's going to be the first of three with two more soup suppers coming up in March and in April.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.